This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. In a little bit, we've got Football Friday coming up with former Green Bay Packer, Wisconsin Badger, and Manitowoc Ship, Don Davey, for the Burkle's One Block Over segment. Kevin Burkle, are you there, my friend?
Good morning, Green Bay.
Hey, leave that to us, okay? Okay, all right. Wow. Wow. We've got a trademark on that, Kevin.
But you're in warmer weather.
Absolutely. How's everybody? Is Don in the studio today?
Yeah, we got Don. No, Don will be on the phone today.
No, Don's coming in. No, is he on the phone?
He's going to be on the phone, yeah.
All right.
He's actually coming up to Green Bay today. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Good. I'll see. Hopefully I'll see him this weekend. Sorry. Him and his dad and my dad were really close.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They were good friends.
How did that happen? I mean, being from Manitowoc versus Green Bay.
Well, my dad was a sales, and I believe Don, he was a customer of my dad's.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember how it was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But I know they were good. They were close. They were good friends.
Cool. I really enjoyed your dad, Kevin. When you had... what was the bar I did the show with Joe Sims at?
First and 10.
Your dad would make those sandwiches, those muffalettas and everything. He was just a fun guy to hang with. I spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, I know. I miss him. Trust me. It's been 20 years since he passed.
Wow. You know who I would sit and have muffalettas with? Him and Irv Favre.
Oh, yeah. My dad and Irv always had a good time together.
Absolutely. That was a fun bar.
Yeah, those were the fun days. That was before cellular phones and cameras and social media, and you could have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, without everybody knowing. So what do you got going on at Burkle's this weekend? I think we're going to stop in there again. That's a great place to go before the game, or actually, we watched the game last time we were there. I mean, your customer service is second to none. And I like that new burger you have on there as well. So what's going on this weekend at your place?
Well, hopefully something. I mean, I think the Packers are planning this stuff out every year that we're skipping the playoff games at home. I think they're purposely playing that record to be traveling.
Oh, yeah. Man, I know.
That's a noon game, which is, so there's a game after.
Yeah.
And then there's
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but then the Viking Lions game is going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's at night.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some people in town. The Milwaukee tickets are, being a noon game, we might have a lot more action than the later game on Saturday. It depends. It's going to be cold. The game, I really don't think, means a whole lot.
It means less than that.
Which is a shame because it's still Packers and Bears. You want it to mean something.
The only thing in the Packers.
Who'd want to drive up to Green Bay and watch the Chicago Bears play?
I know.
And the Packers are favored by, what, 9.5?
Oh, I haven't seen.
Yeah. And.
You going?
Yeah. I mean.
There's tickets.
It's kind of a. I hate to say it in a roundabout way, but it's really a meaningless game.
Yeah.
It's for pride. I get that. But as far as players wise, I don't know. Do they even have to play the players this weekend?
No, they don't.
And
they're
wouldn't.
Going to, it
Are
seems
they?
Like. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's a matter of pride, but there's no incentive for either team.
No.
Well, no, because, playing guys in this cold, the word I'm looking for is injury.
Right.
Yeah.
That cold
injury prone.
Injury prone.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Is brutal.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, tell us a little something else about Burkle's One Block Over, why we should go there and get some of that great food.
Not just for the game, but anytime.
Well, we put in a whole new menu. Got some great new cooks. Actually, not new. I picked up a couple of new, really good cooks. One of my guys that's been with me for, since sideline days, over 20 years, I think he's been with me. But, yeah, we got a great new menu, very diversified. I think it's very reasonably priced. We tried to do it the best we could to make a little bit of money. It's not a, in food there's no profit as there is. So hopefully, the new menu will take off. We got a lot of stuff coming up this year. Chili cook-offs. We got the draft coming.
Yeah.
We've got nightly specials going on all.
Yo, Kevin,
throughout the play, weekly nightly specials going on that are really nice. We're starting a to-go take-and-bake pizza program so people can pick up their pizzas, take them to, take them to bake them.
That's awesome. That's, Kevin, the...
we got a lot of stuff. We got to, we kind of got to retool a little bit this year because things have slowed down a bit, in our industry.
Yeah.
Money's tight. Cash flow is not the greatest. Hopefully, in January 20th.
Yeah.
I'll take a 360.
You will. And Kevin, I just want to talk about the NFL.
Will pick up, a lot more. It's been quiet this year.
Yeah. But we have a lot to look forward to. There's a ton of events coming up. We had the guy on my show this Sunday, the VP of the Discover Green Bay, and there's 9 events that are going to be taking place in Green Bay outside of football. 9. Bowling, some gymnastics, some swim. I mean, it's just cool to have. There's a lot of stuff at the Resch, but... I think there's some money to be made there, but I want to talk about the NFL draft, which is what we talked a lot about. They're really looking for stuff to do in the mornings because that really doesn't open till noon. So if you could do some kind of brunch, some Wisconsin brunch, like Johnny and I, we worked the farmer's breakfast. How many years have we done that?
Oh, yeah. Breakfast on the farm.
Breakfast on the farm. But that's Wisconsin breakfast, right? It's these... cheese and these scrambled eggs. I mean, it's like it's just stringing together and just anyway, there's a lot of cool things that we can do during that time as well in the mornings. And we're going to try and do something down here as well.
Sounds good. Well, Kevin, listen, buddy, hope you have a great weekend and let's gear up for a phenomenal 2025.
Absolutely. Tell Don I said hi and tell him to stop in and see me this weekend. He goes back to the first in 10 days, too.
I know. I remember being there with him, with that whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good bunch of guys. Kevin, it's always great talking to you.
Guys,
thanks for sponsoring
good.
Us. Football Friday, Burkle's One Block Over with Don Davey coming up at 8:05. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year. Take care, brother. See you. Mark, do you remember going to those bars with the boys back
then? Oh, yeah.
I remember one time, maybe you were with them when I was doing the show at Kevin's place. And Joe Sims was my co-host, and we had Favre on. And I remember all the GB players, I told them, because I was doing the games then, and I told them, hey, and all the GB players came down that night.
Yeah, that was a big thing to come out to those things. And
yeah.
Sometimes people say, oh, there's different shows. It's like, yeah, there's a couple different shows.
Oh,
it's just
there were
it's
so many.
Yeah, and then you better get there early.
I remember one time when we were doing it at the old Timeout. Remember Timeout?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was Timeout. Shabooms and something, all three together, remember?
Yes.
Maybe Lothario's was part, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, that whole section. And I remember once we had a Packer punter, can't remember his name, he stayed for, and he said that Holmgren, or whoever the coach was, maybe it was Sherman, I don't know. But anyway, he called him and goes, wait a minute, you got a radio show? He goes, yeah, he goes, you're a bleeping punter and you got a radio show? He goes, only in Green Bay, Wisconsin, right? Would a punter have his own radio show?
That's kind of true, but yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
But there were so many guys that had shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible.
Multiple nights, multiple shows.
Absolutely.
And they were all attended and supported.
No,
yes. I think that's why. It still is such a focal point. I mean, does the coach still have his own show? Does Matt LaFleur have his own show? I don't even know.
I think he's on with Larry.
But, I mean, there's not like a coach's show. I mean, it used to be
you
the
did that.
Lindy and Fonte show and the Forrest Gregg show and the Mike Holmgren show.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's like a Matt LaFleur show,
yeah,
is there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, there could be. What I'm saying is there's an appetite for this at all.
But I mean,
levels.
An actual, you know,
have a punch
at a place with people coming in and asking the coach questions.
Yeah.
They don't have those anymore.
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you go far? No, you don't go as far back as the Bart Starr show, do you?
No.
Okay.
Don Davey, though, I said I probably remember, I don't want to say more with Packers, but I saw him one of my first, it probably was my first football game.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, up at the Badgers. With the Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just at Bell and Sports Medicine here today, of course.
Yeah, I lived in southern Wisconsin. I remember coming in and, I remember going up for even camp. They used to have camp over at...
it wasn't in Madison, right? They used to go someplace.
They used to go right where the...
Wasn't it like a seminary or
something? Yeah, it's a seminary, and I'm blanking on the name. I was going to say St. Norbert's, not St. Norbert's. It's outside of Madison, because I had buddies that went there for their first year and said, I'm not going to become a priest. So they left after 1 year.
Where did your brother go for seminary?
St. Meinrad. That's down that's in Indiana.
I don't even know if this place is there any longer, but it was...
Mundelein? That's in Illinois.
This one's on the outskirts of Madison. It'd be on the west side of Madison.
And it was it wasn't a military school,
right? Nope. Okay. You're right. It was a seminary. That's where they had camp.
Not Edgewood.
Nope. It's way outside. It would be out like about by Middleton now.
Oh. Well, wait till Don comes on. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So,
but again, talk about Don Davey. You couldn't ask for a more, great representative Northeast. Yep. Well, I consider Manitowoc Northeast, but unbelievable record in high school.
Correct.
Phenomenal career. Four-time academic All-American.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
I mean, just great. And then a great pro career.
And then comes back.
He's a financial advisor now. And I was talking with James Campen yesterday. We're going to try to get Campen on. Actually, Campen was so mad because he's in Florida flying back to Green Bay, and his flight's supposed to leave at 8:05. And I said, can you come out at 8:05? Oh, my God. But he said, if my flight's delayed, could I call in and give Don Davey some crap? That is such a good group of guys. He said they've got a Facebook chain or whatever, or text. He said, where they give each other crap like you can't believe.
Isn't that great?
It's just,
you
want to
have
stop.
That socialization.
And one of the things I talked to Don last night, I said, James Campen said, you have to tell the story why your nickname was Snickers. He goes, he brought that up.
But I think you guys talk about it. It's great where it's not always the games. I think when people say it's the camaraderie, that's really what it is.
And that might be the last era where you'll have that. Because the free guys move much now, many different teams that, back then it was pretty much you got drafted unless you got traded. That's where you stay.
You're making it out with that team.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it, you're done.
That's it. But Don now a financial advisor for lots of players, and he's just tremendously successful.
Awesome. Yeah, he is.
So we'll be talking with him. We're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. So what did I pull, Mark?
Probably your trapezius.
Trapezius. Oh my God, that's painful. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Boy, this is 1988 or 9.
That is a great, great song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great song.
That reminds me of being in some bars at night with some guys and song would come on.
It's amazing how just even a couple measures of music can put you in a time of... Yep.
I would say 87. Con, what year is that song from? I'm saying 87. What do you say?
No, it's earlier than that.
Is it? Not much, though.
Well, 84?
It is. Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh, God.
Todd would have had it.
Todd would have had it immediately.
These are all his songs.
Whatever, Con. Yeah. How many more excuses you got there, Con? Wow. It's tough.
Yeah, like you said, you put yourself into an age. And,
oh, man.
Yeah. But nowadays, I don't think, you have music come out now, I think people would be off by a decade.
I can't even imagine listening to like regular radio pop these days. I mean, I wouldn't know a single thing. Every song would be something new.
Ooh, I got it. 1986.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were
we
right.
danced around it.
You were right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, close. All right. So what's going on in your life of resolutions, Mark? You're a regular guest here.
You're like our savant. You're like the expert.
Right. You got a good life. Work for Bellin. Great kid. Good marriage. Yeah. So what's the resolution? What's the secret?
We were just talking, Jim. I said I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I think it's good for everyone to reflect on it. Like Jim said, weekly resolutions or mm-hmm. daily, because I think if you set this thing, I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
How do you extrapolate that over, you know, each day to each month to, that's hard.
Yeah.
We've talked about. Right now, it's cold as heck. You tell me how many people got out of bed and it was easy to go work out outside today.
Coach Kathy.
Or go to the gym.
Yeah,
and I think she's, yeah. And there are some that will do it.
Right.
I think.
But she's got the perfect personality for that. She is such a no-nonsense person. I can't see her making an excuse for herself.
Yeah.
But John's talked about this. You know what? I think sometimes when I've talked here, I'm the common folk where it's like Kathy is awesome, what she does. But most people are not going to be able to they're going to choose not to.
How many did she lose?
235
pounds.
Five.
But 235 pounds.
We talked about portion control last time.
Yeah.
Can you just, you know, portion control.
No.
As I came on, you guys were talking about what's still left around the house. Snacks, alcohol, appetizers,
shells stuffed with cream cheese, and a great spaghetti type sauce.
No one's throwing.
It will get thrown out though after this week. But then it's reset.
Right.
And what are you going to concentrate on? Even if it's walking.
Right. I was reading New Year's resolutions year after year. You know, they're pretty consistent. But like 2 years ago, the number one New Year's resolution was to lose weight. The second one was to become more. Spend more time with family and friends. And the third one was to be more financially stable. And then the next year it was the health, and then it was financially stable.
And two things that didn't quite get solved.
The one with the friends moved on. The family and friends. People try that like, nah, I don't think so.
I mean,
but that is a good resolution to reach out to an old friend or call, you know, I mean, really, it's a great excuse saying, hey, look, it's New Year's, man. I want to rekindle our friendship.
Yeah, but I think that's awesome to do. You know what I mean? Because
I haven't done it
last night. I had to work. We're a little short staffed, so I was out at one of the schools, and I worked late, got home, got started out late. And by the time you have dinner, you look, and you're like, geez, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Am I going to, you know, that'd be the time during the summer I'd go out for a walk.
Right.
I'm not going to go out for a walk. So tonight, I'm going out to a game. So in between end of the day and before I eat dinner, I'll go out for a walk around the Titletown district. You know,
well, what do you guys have that you guys can use at Bellin? I mean, you guys got the most.
You must have access to that place in Comanche.
Know, like literally maybe best in the country, your facility?
Well, I think you can, again, we've talked about it. It's great you have technology, but sometimes it's a matter of you putting your time in and going out and doing it. You know, I mean, it's like I said, we've talked about these walkers on Wednesdays that walk on out in Ashwaubenon. They go out from 9 to 10 and walk around the Titletown district. They love it because the pavement is heated, so it doesn't freeze over.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, around the Titletown district and the inside of there, you can tell when it snows real quick. It's all heated under the concrete.
Did you know that?
So I believe on Wednesdays from 9 to 10, they go walking. And it's great. That's why I think it's – when I heard that, it's a great theory, especially for our
– Absolutely.
I don't want to say elderly. It's even when you get older. You take a quick fall.
Yeah,
and you know it. You're on the ground so quick.
Like the south end zone too. Those are all heated. So you know sometimes when you sit like in section 119 or something, your feet are on ice, and that is what gets you cold.
Yeah.
You know, but there
the aluminum
it all melts.
Seats don't help.
Well, but it's plastic seats, and it's heated. Whatever, not heated concrete, but there's no ice under your feet. So,
So it makes a difference.
And if you can find, you can mall, walk. There's a lot of things you can do, but. Yeah, I mean, that's those resolutions. I mean, why not? It's a good excuse to start something new. I
got a question for you, Mark. Why aren't there more occupational therapists in Green Bay? It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment. Actually, 2 weeks isn't bad these days to get in any place.
No, great occupational therapists. There aren't as many.
Yeah.
I believe, like our health system.
It's a great.
I'm going to guess in this, and please, my team probably is going to look at me like, are you right or wrong? I think we have three at our Titletown Clinic, and two or three in the rest of the system. So there's less occupational therapists. Occupational usually means elbow on down. So it's maybe like tendonitis or wrist or fingers, hands. We're a physical therapist. They may see shoulder, knees, hips, back. So
I never knew the difference.
Neither. Yeah. So that's probably what it is. So there's usually less.
Can you get your degree just through college, Mark, or is there post-college to become a therapist, physical therapist?
So a lot of physical therapists are getting doctorates now. So it's not just four-year degree.
But I mean, is it a med school type thing?
Training, education. It's okay. I mean, it's high end,
right?
But it's not. Is there
almost like an intern? Not an internship, but a what do you
residency?
Call it? Residency.
Yeah, we have residencies.
Okay.
We have people that are in sports residencies or orthopedic residencies. So, it's
pretty intense learning.
It is. I would say it's intense. The occupational is just it's training to specific muscles. You know, muscles and body parts. Body injuries.
But if you want to become the best, you need that residency.
You do.
You just got to have a very understanding partner to say, look, see you in a couple of years.
Yep.
Maybe I'll go into that.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. All right. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine is here. We got Don Davey coming up at 8:06. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band coming in. We got a great musical group. And we got Noel Dickman from the Pain Art Center and Garden coming up right after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Kakana man accused of shooting his father 15 times still hasn't had his preliminary hearing in court. 45-year-old Gregory Juarez is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of his father, Daniel Juarez Sr. of Appleton, on November 24th. Juarez told the court that he has an attorney, but that attorney was not present at the proceedings on Thursday. Juarez will appear in court next on February 20th for a status conference. Energy experts say Wisconsin is expected to see an over $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will either be completely or partially located in Wisconsin. One of those projects includes the construction of long-range transmission lines for transporting clean energy. Experts say the construction on the projects alone could support thousands of jobs, and when completed, they could produce over 6.5 gigawatts of clean energy. If the Democratic Party wants Americans without college degrees to vote with them, then it needs to offer them something transformative for the nation's economy. So says UWGB professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies, John Shelton.
We need working Americans to see what it is that they deserve and that a party's actually fighting for those things and fighting with them. This isn't a sales job, right? I mean, this is building something together, and we have to do this over a sustained amount of time.
Shelton was a guest on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Rational Revolution airs Saturdays at 2 across the Civic Media radio network. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. A little chilly out there, 19 in Green Bay, 20 in Appleton, 19 in Oshkosh, Con, do we have our guest on? All right, let's go to Noel Dickman, Paint Art Center and Garden. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning. It's Noel.
Yes. Hey, we John didn't see the other L. So, yes, it's Noel. It's spelled right. Hey, you've got...
As I was saying, yes. I was thinking, is this right?
Anyway, you've got it going on down there, Noel. Tell us, you know, I mean, the Nutcracker, unbelievable. What else is happening at the Paint?
So Nutcracker in the Castle wraps up Monday. It's the final days to experience the magic. And I've been telling everybody, wrap up your holiday season with a visit. After that, we're actually going to be closed for a little while. So if you want to come visit the Paint, get in this weekend and come just experience it.
Right.
What else do you got going? What's the castle and what's up? What's the castle? Oh, it's so Nutcracker the castle, in the Castle.
No, that's what it is.
Yep.
I'm
so
sorry,
it's a historic
Noel.
1920s mansion.
I'm out of my element. I'm going to let Jim and Mark handle this because I'm just going to keep screwing it up.
Do you have any sports in there?
When it comes down to the arts, is it sports or water stuff? Either one of those, I'll handle it.
Has Don Davey ever been to the Paint Art Museum?
Here we go. So. John, I'm going to help you out. Noel,
Both of you, please.
Yeah, Noel, my wife and son have been there many times, and I think they came down and there was a back area where there's cupcakes. All right, John, now are you excited for that?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, no, why are you closed? Are you bringing in a new display or what's happening after the castle?
Yeah. So, after Nutcracker ends, there's usually just a little bit of a time between when our next exhibition opens. And usually it'll open in February, but this year it's actually opening March 15th. So, we're just going to take some time to get the mansion a nice clean and. Take everything down and just not have to rush into that next thing and just have a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, we talk about attractions in communities and, you know, we're broadcasting out of Green Bay, although, you know, we're very active in Appleton and Oshkosh. But, you know, sometimes we're overshadowed by the Packers and they're so we've got some great museums and car museums and different types of things. How is the Paint doing? I mean, I read about you all the time and I've been there a couple times. How is the community reacting to you, the Paint Art Museum?
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've heard about us and that you've seen us around. You know, we're doing great. We have a wonderful membership, wonderful supporters, awesome people that come through the doors on the daily. You know, usually for Nutcracker, we do about 25,000 people in the last few years. So, you know, things are going really well. Of course, the pandemic had an effect for a few years there. But now that everything's been getting back to normal, we're welcoming more and more people. We actually had an exhibition in 2022 that will be returning in 2025. And that was a huge way of getting the Paint's name out there, of just reaching a lot of people that might not have heard about the Paint before. And ever since then, we've been seeing more and more of them returning, which is just awesome. We love it.
And do you have family memberships there? Tell me about your pricing.
We do. So we have an individual membership, a family membership, and then rates go up from there, just depending on what level of support you'd like to give. The one that we most often recommend for people is $100. It's called the family membership. That'll get two adults and accompanying children into the door 12 months for the whole year, free admission. You get invitations to special events. You get discounts on guided tours of Nutcracker in the Castle, which are the ones that feature the live acting and dancing, and they're super popular. They sell out even before Nutcracker starts every year. You'll get discounts in the gift shop, and you also get early access to just all the reservations of Nutcracker in the Castle, too.
Okay, I mean, come on, $100 for a family, and there's nothing to do, Dad. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to the Paint Art Museum and see what's going on. 12 months. Yep.
Can't beat
that. That is a great deal. We, there's a number of those out there. I digress just a little bit. Down in Nashville for the Country Music Hall of Fame, they have a family membership, too. You go twice, it's paid for.
I think, all year. Like you said, Jim, that's the thing about it is, you know, it's two adults and you got kids and say, hey, we're going to swing down there, even if you don't stay the whole time.
Right. You don't feel like I got to get my money's worth. It's like, wait, we come back
twice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, come back in 6 months. Right. Come back on a
That's
cold
awesome.
Day.
Hey, where do your people come from, Noel, as far as, because it's all ballet in the Nutcracker, right? Is it a ballet thing?
Ballet. Yeah.
What did I say? Ballet.
Okay. What was your question?
What I'm saying, how do you, like, are they local people that become, I don't want to say ballet, because what's the guy called who's in ballet?
Here, I think, okay, tell that closes on Monday. Tell us what the customer sees when they come to the display.
Okay, so three different types of tours: self-guided tours, candlelight tours, and guided tours. Self-guided tours are daytime, and that's just you're experiencing it on your own, venturing at your own pace. There's these huge storybooks that you can read from, and you'll learn about the story, see the decorations. Candlelight tours are a self-guided tour in the evening time, and those are tonight on Friday. Tonight's the last night that you can do those. Cool. And then the guided tours are where there's live music and acting. So you'll have someone who performs as Drosselmeyer. We have music performances by Valley Academy for the Arts, and that's really where the live acting and the music okay. comes in, that Drosselmeyer leads you through the decor and kind of takes you, tells you through the story.
Oh, cool.
And do the live actors, are they local, or you bring people in? How does that work?
Yeah.
They are. They're from the region. So actually, Joe Furlow at the Grand Opera House is one of our Drosselmeyers. He's one of our Drosselmeyers. And then we just have some local actors that have been with us for a really long time. Some of them have been with us from the beginning, and we're in our 18th year.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So the candlelight thing tonight, talk me through that. Exactly what's that all entail?
So reservations are required. So you can make reservations online at thepain.org or give us a call and we can make a reservation for you. And that's just going to be 4:30 to 8 tonight. You'd come to the Pain. You'd venture around on your own through the mansion, read the story from the storybooks. You get a fun little candle that you can hold as you go through. And you're really wandering by the glow of the Christmas trees and the lights are dimmed. And it's just kind of a magical experience.
Really, talk about something ages, 1 to 92. I mean, it's for everybody.
It really is. Yeah. If you're a little kid, you're going to like have a blast. And
right.
if you're older, you're also going to have a blast. I mean, there's really no age limit to it. There's lots of different things to do. We have scavenger hunts, which helps keep really little ones engaged. But then also, like, people of all ages love to go and hunt for these little mice figurines that we have hidden.
Sounds great.
So, all right, I just want to push the family membership. I think as people set New Year's resolutions, we bought a membership. We have a botanical gardens here in Green Bay. And same thing, you can walk through it. And there's stuff they learn how to plant plants, and that's not my thing, but my wife likes that. But I just think we have to make these commitments, and then it's good for the whole year. So I think the Pain's got to be right up there for people in Green Bay, but, obviously people in Oshkosh and Appleton.
Yeah, we'd love to have you as a member. And we have gardens, too. We actually have almost 4 acres of gardens around the mansion, and those are changing throughout the year. We have major displays, tulip displays, annual displays, a fall display. So, it's a really beautiful place. And one thing that I like to share with people is that your membership is a write-off for your taxes. So come next year, it's pretty much going to be free, right? So why not? It's just a really great way to support the Pain and fun for you.
And Noelle, one last thing. Where are you located for anybody that hasn't been there?
Yep. We're at 1410 Algoma Boulevard in Oshkosh.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Great.
This is awesome.
Noelle, hope you have a great time with this. Hope you have a great time kind of recharging for this upcoming season. And thanks for what you guys do for the community. Another great thing that, again, Jim said, we're so Packer saturated, but man, we got some great things for the arts in Northeast Wisconsin. And congratulations on what you all do.
Thanks so much for having me. Right. Happy to talk about the Pain.
Thank you so very much. Noelle Dickman, Pain Art Center and Garden, Nutcracker in the Castle, and what else is going on in 2025? It's great stuff. And I wish I had known more about it because I was terrible
John,
in that interview.
No, John, I didn't know that
thank
it was
you for
live.
Me out.
I think that's cool that they bring the live people out at night. I didn't know that. When you asked awesome. That, I thought it was the display. You know how you go through these displays at museums, and to actually have Joe and some of these people do, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know they had that too. I know my wife and son have gone down there multiple times, and they've gone down there, and I think the big thing is the self-guided tours.
Yeah.
They're so easy.
Right.
You go at your own pace because some people are going to really take a look at everything. I think my in-laws one time went with my wife, and they may take a slower time, and some people may want to be in and out in half an hour, an hour.
By the way, William just said a male ballet dancer is called a danseur or a principal dancer, a danseur. I remember a Mr. Rogers episode. So I was watching with my nieces at the time when I was living with them, and he had Jerry Rice on doing practicing ballet to show that, here's a professional football player, and he does ballet because it was the best stretching type thing they could possibly do.
They are unbelievable athletes.
I think that's what, I think you go back and find out what some athletes do, yoga.
Right.
Okay, Jim was talking, he wants to do yoga this year, yes or no? How do you guys look at yoga?
A little bit of yoga, a little bit of meditation. I'm tying the two together.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, yoga, I think it can help your mind, but it's flexibility.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of goes back, like, I kind of just talked about it as pro athletes, but anyone can do yoga. You could do yoga at home. In fact, I think I heard you guys, I was clicking from between the Apple Station in Green Bay, and you guys were talking about hot yoga. Hot yoga, that's not easy to do.
No.
Like, but is it just a hot room?
It's a hot, like, hot room.
Like, how hot we talking here?
Like, I bet you it's, I don't know. I want to say
a really hot sauna gets up to about 150.
Well, I don't think it's that hot.
Youpers out there, how hot do you get, like, a hot sauna?
No, don't talk to a Youper. Let's talk to somebody who does hot yoga.
Saunas.
But they don't that either, but they don't know hot yoga.
How hot a sauna,
but it's not.
We're talking about hot yoga.
But Jim, I think you were also talking about hot yoga is not just a matter of, like, sitting in a sauna and meditating. Hot yoga is really activity.
Yeah.
So
you are
active and you're getting more flexible. No. So it's a combination. But some people can't deal with that heat. That heat can sometimes get too warm.
Is it dry heat or do you have a like steamers going on?
No, I think it's more of a dry heat. Okay. Places.
Didn't we have that Genstar lady call in one time? Wasn't she on our show?
What's like Genstar?
Genstar Yoga.
Oh.
Isn't that like a really popular yoga company? All right. Hey, we got our work to do on that because we want our listeners to. We have the mats.
Have they been unwrapped?
Not no, yet. But just okay. easy.
We're
baby
saving
steps,
those for
baby steps.
I mean, Mark, you don't want to just jump.
Wait until 2026.
Right there, you go.
It's
liking
barely
it.
Been a year and a half since we've had those. Give us a break, would you? We got them in 23, and it's now 25. So
all right, we're gonna take them out of the cellophane.
Yeah.
Then it's gonna take at least a year for them to unroll, to put the flex set in the end.
Nikki, let them breathe. We're just in a quick break. Back after this.
Never been away, Hake. Never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning. Lazy day in bed. Music in my head. Crazy music playing in the morning light. Ho, 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 it's magic.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back, Mind on the Mirror. Jim had to step out for a bit. Nikki, capably filling in.
Good morning.
This hasn't been a good 10 minutes for me. I kind of butchered the interview, and I apologize for that. And then Nikki calls me out and just chastises me over the smallest thing.
Well, when in Rome. So first thing, there's coffee creamers and sugar packet wrappers just on display, just scattered throughout on the coffee bar. I know our number one suspect. I know. You look bewildered right now, Mr. Mino.
Well, again, okay, when Todd is here, okay, if I'm running late, Todd actually puts the sugar and cream in my coffee and brings it into me.
Yep. Okay. And that's called enabling the behavior. So,
great thing.
So, what I'm trying to do in 2025 is my game plan is to help elevate you personally, and maybe one day you'll start.
Today.
Yes, you'll dress like an adult.
I wore a belt.
You'll act like an
adult.
What?
You know what? I
you'll read the emails that tell you where Todd is. They'll tell you the correct names of our guests.
I didn't get that.
And help me help you in 2025.
Okay, I'm going every Friday. I'm going to come as John Dutton.
Yeah, but then you got to use your cowboy voice.
I know. It's okay.
I kind of sounded like Batman.
I don't know who you are. If I grew my thing and it wasn't gray, a goatee type thing.
Oh, thank you. Because this is radio, Johnny.
Yeah. And wore the same kind of, and I got the exact same sunglasses. I'd look like Rip from wearing this shirt, wearing my Yellowstone thing. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You know what? Rip picks up his coffee.
No, he doesn't. Beth takes care of him.
No.
Beth takes care of him.
Beth would take him to the train station if Rip did Mino things.
Yeah,
that's Beth true. Would take him You're to right. the train station. Right. 100%.
I know what you guys are talking about with Yellowstone. Oh. Never watched it.
You never saw it?
Man.
Never. Never?
You are missing out.
No. I'm
missing out.
Yeah. It's all the ladies talking about Rip.
The last episode was kind of lame. What did you think?
I mean.
It didn't end the way I was hoping.
I mean, it was kind of like Ozark, too, right?
Yeah.
The last episode of Ozark, and you're just like, oh, wow.
Up until then, wasn't that a great show?
So gripping.
Did you ever see that one, Ozark?
No. Intense.
Wow.
Jason Bateman.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
That was one of the all-time
Did you watch his new one? He's got a new, maybe it's a movie. I'm looking at Conrad,
Jason
like
Bateman?
He's going to be a source
Conrad.
Of information, but you're kind of for the day today.
Oh, for his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see Jason Bateman's new thing on Netflix?
Carry On. Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, look at the big step. Did you watch it?
No, I watched it.
Oh.
I watched it the day it came out.
What?
I watch a lot of movies with working on Peach Schwab's show. So.
Oh, entertainment.
So this is a movie?
Yes.
Jason Bateman has a new movie? Or
it's
is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
What's it about?
You don't have a
it's
man
crush?
It's
just so unrealistic. The whole movie is unrealistic.
Huh.
So
do you know that I have a crush on Jason Bateman?
I didn't know that.
Why Jason Bateman?
He has some good movies that I just don't think that one
He's
is.
He's just like white bread, isn't he?
Said the biggest slice of Wonder Bread right
wow.
to my left.
Wow, 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 wow.
I'm a little, what is my deal with you today?
I don't know.
I may have to move between these
you
two.
You might
now.
Have. Did you wear your referee stripes today?
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry.
We almost had a
Saturday Night Live skit come to life. Do you remember back in the Tad? Remember the old, that skit? Okay.
Tad.
And he'd go over and the mom, I'll make you a nice egg salad sandwich on white bread and a glass of Tang.
Oh my God.
Mom.
This is.
And I basically, what did I make you the other day? What did I make you?
This is our life right now.
What did I make you?
Egg salad.
I should have brought down a glass of Tang because I had Tang.
I took pictures of it.
Did you?
I did.
I made her an
egg salad
sandwich.
I sent it to the group.
She had had egg salad sandwich in like 30 years. I still think that's one of the most underrated sandwiches in the world.
That's a big nope for me.
Really,
Mark? Really?
You know what, though? I put cheese in mine. I put a slice of cheese in mine.
My wife, my son and wife, they eggs. Nope.
Really?
Scrambled eggs, love it.
But not egg salad?
Right.
Yep.
And
nope.
That's why.
Oh my God.
And that's exactly why. Because those eggs were boiled at Mino's apartment.
Yeah.
And they didn't stink up my house.
Yeah.
That's why. And then, so... Okay, here's going to be an odd trivia. Was that 2 minutes? Okay, perfect. Thanks. You are the first person, you are the first boy to have ever cooked for me.
Shut up. Really?
Swear to God.
Wow.
No, hey.
Swear to God.
How do you know he cooked for you?
Because it was toasted.
Yeah, it was toasted.
And he had started the eggs, come down, and then gone back up. So there was controversy about whether or not.
Because I said, oh my gosh, I left my eggs cooking.
I'm like, well, there goes the fire alarm. I was prepared for the showers.
No, I've got a really great, I got an official egg thingy. Where you put, it's awesome. For hard-boiled eggs, they come out perfect every time.
Obviously user-friendly.
Yeah, because then it shuts off after a certain time. And the hard-boiled eggs, you know what? You put them in cold water right away, and the shells just, like, fall off.
Yeah.
I hate it when the shells stick to the eggs. They, like, fall off.
So, don't worry. I was a little miffed.
That was a good egg salad sandwich.
It was.
And it was low-carb bread.
And it was toasted, and that slice of fake Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the rest of your gonna be looking like for you guys?
A lot of egg salad. A lot of egg salad.
I mean,
I don't even need the plate back.
We could put pickles on them.
I don't even need the plate back.
I saw the pickles.
The plate?
Yeah.
there was discussion.
Is
about
it paper?
The plate.
Is it paper?
Yeah,
it was.
It's that plastic paper. You can reuse those.
It was the good. No, it wasn't.
You can. Yeah,
it was very. It was high end, though.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
I wish it was the pattern.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We come back. Former Green Bay Packer and Badger Don Davey will be joining us, and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.